I'm proud to announce that we are being sponsored again by our old friends at Scribophile. And the news from them is they are offering writing classes now. Scribophile was a place where you could find your community, get an online writers group going. Really great place to be. And now they're offering classes which feature live Zoom meetings weekly, combined with an at-your-own-schedule forums-based instruction. Class sizes are small, so you can get personal attention, and you can use the Scribophile platform specifically designed for critiquing to post your assignments and give feedback. The first run of classes has something for writers of any skill level, with classes like From Novice to Novelist to Mastering Motifs. Each one is taught by a published author or a professional writing instructor. Since even before the pandemic shut everything down, I think a lot of people have been asking how to find a writer's group that fits them. Now more than ever, it's good to find a place online that's curated to help you run a writer's group. So I think Scribophile is a great place to do that. So please check them out. You can find their first run of classes at scribophile.com/writing-classes. And the link will be in the show notes. So in one of my more clever episode titles, we're going to be discussing the similarities between green M&Ms and adverbs today on I Should Be Writing Season 19, Episode 8.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. Submitting my next draft, but I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.
And hi there, everyone. Welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is a podcast for wannabe fiction writers. My name is Mer Lafferty, and I have been podcasting for over 18 years and writing professionally since, I guess, for about 10 years now. Going on 10 years. And I like to use this podcast to talk about all the things we put in our own way when we're trying to build a writing career. And to tell you guys, A, you're not alone, and B, you can move past stuff. That's what I like to do. We do the show live on Twitch on Thursdays. We do a special, more chatty version on Tuesdays, but that doesn't go out to the regular podcast feed. And then I do another show that's distraction-free, pre-recorded, can't really come up with the name yet, but it's done without the live stream that goes into the feed. So you can find all of this at merverse.com or patreon.com/mightymer. I've been trying to get ready for BossCon, and I've been doing podcasty things and working on my novella. I'm about 2,800 words in. I got a lot of words done the first day. The second day, I did not, but I did some editing on the first one. I find that I'm just too nice. I would really like to be meaner in my rough drafts. I'm working on that. But yeah, work proceeds on the novella. I'm going to be reading a lot, hopefully, on the trip to BossCon, because I need to prepare. We're going to be bringing author interviews back next month. And I'm excited. We're going to have Kat Howard and SB Divya, to name two. And those are coming up. We're probably going to have Fonda Lee and Stina Light. So very excited about those. But for now, you just get me. Let's go for the good news. I have no good news except for I'm going to BossCon. I'm looking forward to it. If you are going to BossCon, I have a reading tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I don't know how many people will be there because it's Friday night at 6 p.m. So, yeah. If you're in the area, please come. And I saw my physical therapist today, another reason why I was late. Just being out and doing things away from the computer. And apparently my strength and range of motion is getting better. So that's happy.
We have some good news to talk about in the chat. We've got, hey, Todd. Hey, Starvin. Dad's minor surgery went well, and I got 1,200 words written yesterday. That's amazing, Shards. Well done. Hang on. I have to find something. Okay. Sorry. Christian Writing has one rejection to report. Congratulations. That's amazing. Team rejection count is up to 23. And, what do we got? Kids Are Asleep is here. Despite working extra hours and being extremely drained, I've managed to write last night. Taking that as good news. That's excellent, Daniel. It's always good when you're really working hard and you still manage to get words out. But my previous episode, which will go up probably after I finish doing this one, I talk about a new way of looking at writer's block or just being too tired to write or not knowing what to write or whatever. So be sure to give that one a listen. Shauna has had no accidents this week. Great. Underpope finished a bunch of major projects at work. That's fantastic. Sold a poem to a pro zine. That's amazing. That also gets the new, hey, awesome. I got a new story or poem accepted button. We got that going on. Congratulations, Gwen. Okay, Kimmy, a weird traffic bill was resolved surprisingly quickly and painlessly. That's great. Jasmine has subscribed. Thank you, Jasmine. 22 months. Wow. Appreciate you and appreciate your presence in our community. And by the way, I don't say it very often, but I should say, if you're just listening and you're working or you just don't feel like chatting or you don't feel like becoming a member of Twitch to chat, that's cool. I'm glad you're here. I'm not expecting everybody to be super chatty. If you feel like it, great. If you don't, that's cool too. The Plish says, the feature article I am writing for a new client passed the first round with an editor. That's great. Give Pup extra scratches from me. Yes, the Pup. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to look at the positives here because I knew that there would be no good news. Basically, it's like, there's bad news. We just have to identify what bad news it is with her various skin problems. And so we finally got an answer, and she has a staph infection that's incredibly resistant to antibiotics. So we're going on another path. So we're just trying to see the positives here, because I don't know. We have an answer, and that's good. Lurking but high in general niceties. Thank you, Primalina. Glad you're here. Oh, poor pup. Yes. Well, I mean, it's no worse than she was before. She just has itchy paws that get infected, and she's got a couple of other patches on her skin that are unhappy, but, we have a path. We just have to wait till we get home from our trip to do it. But her legs are doing good. We're increasing her activity, forcing her to walk around a little bit more. But I guess that's good news. We're going to take it as good news. If you have any good news you would like to share, please show up at one of our live streams, twitch.tv/mightymer, or you can email me, mightymer@gmail.com, and tell me your good news, whether it's rejections or acceptances or just that something good you want to crow about. I'm all about the good news. So let's please keep that going. So, this is one of those things I've been kind of knocking around my head for a while because I don't like this rule in writing. And the rule is that adverbs are bad. And I think everyone's looking for that to quote the most irritating ad on the internet, one weird trick to fix something. We want that one weird trick. We want that magic bullet that'll get us published. And something that almost every writer who gives advice says is don't use adverbs. Get rid of all the adverbs. Write stronger. And I realized where I stood on it when I was looking at some of the self-help books that are just say, just make your bed every morning. Make your bed every morning and things will grow from there. And I'm like, I really doubt it. And if I go through my manuscript and cut all the adverbs, it's not going to make it better. And also, when people say a story's too white or too straight cis, too many straight cis characters and not enough diversity, the solution is not just change everybody's race or ethnicity or sexuality or gender. But nobody talks anymore about that. And that's what I want to do. So I meant to look this up, but as I said, my errands went a little long today and I didn't get a chance to look it up. So hopefully someone in chat can help me. I want to say it's Aerosmith who had the green M&M's rider in their contract. Aerosmith, Def Leppard, somebody around that time. Help me out. But whoever it was, they were first derided for being prima donnas in that they asked for a bowl of just green M&Ms or just brown. I don't know. Just basically one color of M&Ms had to be... Van Halen! Thank you, CPO Parker. Great. It was Van Halen. They had to have a bowl of one color of M&Ms in their dressing room, their green room. Brown. No brown M&Ms. All brown or no brown. It doesn't matter. They were asking for a very specific thing for M&Ms. And, you know, people thought it was stupid or that they were prima donnas. And then it came to be that to put on the kind of shows they wanted to put on, they needed a great deal of support on the stage and on the lighting. And they figured out that if the green, if the whatever color M&M's writer was not honored, they probably cut corners in other places too. And so the M&Ms were there as a, you know, we read the contract and if we're honoring this stupid thing, you can bet we honored to make the stage strong enough for you and all your equipment. Okay, Shard says all but one color. Okay, well, they had to put those brown M&Ms somewhere, so let's say that that went on another band. Or maybe all the roadies. I don't know. And I tend to think the whole adverb and make your bed and have a diverse cast, those are more like the M&M's writer. Because if you go through your story and you cut all the adverbs, and let's say you put just a generic verb in there, you're not going to make your story better. What makes your story better is if you're going through and looking for your adverbs, you're studying the structure of the sentence. If you're actually really looking for it, and in studying the structure of the sentence, you're going to find out that it's weak. It's possible it's weak because of the adverb. It's possible it's weak because you use passive voice. It's possible you have a grammatical mistake in there. It's possible that you repeated, like I do, the same phrase 3 times on a page. They don't want you to... Cutting all the adverbs isn't the answer, but what the railing against the adverb does is makes you look closely at your structure. And if you're going to see the adverbs, you're going to see the other problems. Same with a diverse cast. If you're looking into making your characters very from different worlds, from different places, from different sexualities, genders, religions, whatever. That's going to have to radiate in your story and is going to change other things. So if you're taking the care to put in people who don't look like you, then the thinking goes. Of course, people are going to cut corners where they can or want to, but the thinking goes, that will make the story richer overall. It's like making your bed in the morning is not going to change your life. What making your bed does it slows you down and it makes you focus on one thing. And if you can do that, then maybe that will cascade. But it's not just make your bed. There's no one weird trick. Like everything, it's going to take a little bit more work than that. And that's why these kinds of things bug me. Like, I think, I haven't finished it yet. I shouldn't be talking about this book. Yeah, I'll do a book review later. Because I'm not entirely sure where the book's stance is on that. I'm talking about the book, Nabokov's favorite word was mauve, or favorite color was mauve. And it talks about word choice and stuff, but I need to finish the book before I actually talk about it. But like if you actually follow the suggestion, good things should happen afterwards. But those good things are going to take time. You know, you can't just do a search for LY and change those words. You have to look at your sentences, your sentence structure. How better to save this thing when you just wrote, he ran swiftly? Just like it takes a little bit more work to please Van Halen than just give the right bowl of M&Ms. I'm going to go to chat real quick. Ian says, I have a friend looking into self-publishing her book, nonfiction. She has gotten quotes from editors and isn't sure what the typical rates are. I don't actually know what rates are for nonfiction editing. Nonfiction requires a different kind of editing. Because her editing might include fact-checking, because nonfiction needs to be nonfiction. So I'm sorry I can't help you there, because I really don't know. And the only editor I know is specifically like a medical textbook editor. Oh, thank you. The Kids Are Asleep says theefa.org. Is that the dash efa.org/rates is where you can find stuff. Preemie says, yeah, I like adverbs, but I like using more interesting verb too. Moved swiftly yet surreptitiously. Also works as scuttled. Yes. Sanderson loves things to be undulating. That lady in Scotland really likes Harry to say things dully. And I'm sorry, I'll bring it up every time somebody says Stephen King hates adverbs, because he came up with the adverb footlessly. About making your bed, Lee says, they now say you should wait half an hour to make your bed. Let things cool off so you don't provide the perfect environment for bed bugs. Well, yes, I didn't know. I wasn't saying that the make your bed right after you get out of it. I leave my bed unmade and spend that time cuddling the cat. That works too. Was that ululate or undulate? Okay, Sanderson says undulate. Underpope likes the word ululate. So it's a, I hate being the bearer of bad news and the cold water, because people do like to say, follow these rules and you will succeed. And it's always going to be more work than that. And I don't use that word very often, but it's always going to be more work than that. So this is why we cheer for rejections, because if you worked hard enough to write a story and finish it, and then send it out, that is an achievement in itself. Because there's so many of us who are just going, wait, I'm not supposed to use adverbs? Oh, well, I guess I'm a crappy writer. One of my favorite lines is, he flung himself from the room, he flung himself upon his horse and rode madly off in all directions. Only one adverb, but it definitely gives an interesting mental image. What is that from? So when you hear any writing advice, see if you can figure out what they're really trying to tell you to do. They're not telling you not to use adverbs. They're telling you to go over your work carefully and check your sentence structure to see if you can edit it to be a stronger sentence. And that includes adverbs, usage. It includes word repetition. It includes punctuation. It includes a lot more than just the adverbs. But it's a lot less sexy to say, look at your book very carefully and check every sentence to make sure it's right or the way it should be. I'm losing words here. To make sure it's strong enough to fit your story the way you want it. I'm actually using a lot of run-on sentences because my point of view character is a very flighty, fast-talking, fast-thinking person. And it's kind of fun to write like that. Always proofread, said Shauna. I'm writing a short note on file at work and just about wrote 6 weeks instead of 6 weeks, which is, yeah, not a typo I want to make on a government report. The flung quote is from Gertrude the Governess by Stephen Leacock. Okay. And there's some really good words out there that you don't want killed just from, you know, a blanket rule. Like lugubrious. I first heard Douglas Adams use that word and I love it. I don't know if I'll ever find a way to use it, but I want to use lugubrious. Daniel says, I think too general writing advice that is oversimplified, like don't use adverbs or show, don't tell, can be more detrimental than helpful. Too much of that in the head of the writer makes it hard to just get the words out. Exactly. I really like the book Save the Cat Writes a Novel, but I've discovered if I'm trying to actually think of the Save the Cat beat sheet story beats when I'm writing, rough draft, I'll just skid to a stop. I'd be like, is this conflict where it should be? Is this catalyst where it should be? Have I done the catalyst yet? Could any of the previous things be called a catalyst? And I just get, no. A lot of good writing practices come down to intentionality, doing things with purpose. Yes, kids are asleep. That's it exactly. It's hard to judge your own work, but when you get a little bit of distance from it, then you can better see where the weak spots might be. Preemie says, was about to say what Valerie said. I think the best advice is whatever you're doing, make sure you're doing it on purpose and not by accident. Yeah, that's it. Somebody posted in the Discord today, there's this awesome TikTok out there. I'll see if I can remember to put a link in the show notes. So it's an author speaking over, stitched in, whatever the kids are saying, with, it looks like someone had filled a room with, it looked like a concrete floor. And the concrete was wet. And they left their phone on the windowsill. And the author's saying, you need to have your characters want something. Or be moving toward getting something. And this does not have to be life or death. You can still tell a story about something minor. So long as you show why the character wants it. And while he's saying this, there's a guy there with like two big long sticks. That he's trying to use like chopsticks to pick the phone up off the windowsill and not drop it into the cement. Was it cement? Anyway, Daniel says it was Jason Pargin, or Pargin, I don't know how to pronounce that, in TikTok, but I'll try to get a link to it in the show notes. It was really good advice, and it showed you. It's like you start to get really invested in this guy grabbing his phone, and maybe you hope he'll drop it, or by you, I mean me, in sort of a schadenfreude kind of way. Oh, that was the John Dies at the End author. Okay. But it's true. This is why it's like if you're writing a scene and your characters feel too stodgy or flat, do something like make them all really thirsty. What would they do if they're very thirsty? And this is why the saying goes, they have to want something, even if it's just a glass of water. Because when you're really thirsty, that's going to change things. You're going to be more focused on must get water. You got to think, am I going to go talk a lot? Because that's just going to make my mouth drier. Things like that. Wanting something is very key. Also something I need to think about when I'm writing. I think I'm done for the regular part of the podcast. I'll be hanging out and talking a little bit more in the BarCon section. If you would like to participate in the BarCon, remember you can come to twitch.tv/mightymur, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and we just hang out in chat and talk about writing. Or you can listen to the extended episodes and the secret BarCon episode if you subscribe at patreon.com/mightymur, or you can support via my newsletter, Substack, which is mightymur.substack.com, I think. The link also will be in the show notes. So that is how to get all the extra special stuff. But my site is murverse.com. My email address is mightymur@gmail.com. And I'm not very active on social media right now. I'm trying to get back into it. It's hard. Because I stepped away from Twitter a long time ago. Well, sort of. Anyway. And I've downloaded the other ones, but haven't been very active. But I'm around. So check me out. Hopefully I'll see you at BossCon if you're attending. And if not, then I'll be doing a solo Ditch Diggers on Monday, unless something comes up, like an appointment. Both me and the dog needing physical therapy is really messing with my days. And then we'll be doing another I Should Be Writing next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So, that's it for me. Thank you for listening, and you should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at murverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. On my craft, I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft, but I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who. Yeah, I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.